Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Wednesday afternoon, I want to check in with Charlie Hurd. He writes the nuclear option column here at the Washington Times. And today's is entitled, Congress Doesn't Mend Its Old Ways. You think, Charlie?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. You know, the whole world takes New Year's Day to sort of reevaluate how we can make ourselves better, but not here. These guys, they don't do anything like it. In fact, they seem to figure out, their resolution is, how can we be worse? How can we be even more absurd and ridiculous and reckless? How can we waste even more money, it seems to me?
No, you're right, because, you know, Congress and New Year's resolutions, it's always the same thing. They always say they're going to do the right thing, and then they absolutely fail miserably.
Yeah, you know, it really is. It's like they're a drug junkie, and they're hopelessly addicted, and no matter how hard they try, or actually how much, maybe they believe it when they say, okay, we're really going to make these cuts, and then you walk in the room and they're over there freebasing in the corner, not doing anything, not even trying to pick themselves up, but it's incredible.
Yeah, you know, what happened to the balanced approach thing? We certainly didn't get a fair deal. We ended up with $1 in tax cuts for every $41 collected. Is that what I take away from what happened last night?
Is that not the funniest thing, Andy? We keep hearing about this balanced approach, and how Obama wants a balanced approach, and we're not going to just have spending cuts. What spending cuts?
Yeah.
Where are the spending? I don't see any of them. And then they put some, you know, whatever it was, $25 billion in spending cuts in that bill that the Senate approved, that everybody approved. $25 billion in spending cuts, and oh my goodness, what a heroic effort. But then you sniff around a little bit farther, and you discover it was $330 billion. In new spending that they added on top of that.
Yeah.
So it comes to it like a $305 billion total increase in spending.
Yeah. And, you know, the other night there was a comment from, I believe it was Steve LaTourette of Ohio. He's an outgoing congressman. He said the Senate must have been drunk when they passed this bill 89-8. They act like drunks. They really do. They spend... They get some money and they spend it all. And in this case, as you mentioned, there's $332 billion in new spending. And instead of taking that and applying it to the debt, they're going to give nothing to the debt, and they're just going to go out and keep spending. And then somewhere down the road, all of this is going to crash and burn. And they'll be the ones standing there scratching their heads going, what happened?
Exactly. And it's so troubling because they have, I think a lot of people don't understand that every single day that we go on without addressing these serious problems is going to make the fix, you know, the correction, so much more painful.
That's right.
Not only because we'll have so much more that we'll have to reverse, but we'll have so much less money to work with. And it's going to end in absolute calamity. And if they think that jacking up taxes on people rich or whatever, if they think that's going to spur the economy, I mean, President Obama is smoking something. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that, you know, and he says that we can't cut our way to prosperity. Well, actually, you know, you've got a far better shot at getting to prosperity that way than you do just ripping off taxpayers at every turn. At some point, that's where the prosperity comes from, is people earning money and making money and spending it.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was just talking with Jennifer Harper a few minutes ago about this. I got this report from the Tax Policy Center, as I'm sure you did today, that shows every working American will end up paying more as a result of the expiration of the payroll tax, reduction that took place last year. That expired on Monday night at midnight, which means your next paycheck is not going to have as much after-tax money in it because your income tax rate actually is going back up to where it was. So how in the world do you think people losing at bare minimum about $300. That's for people making $20,000 to $30,000 a year, and it goes up to $170,000 for millionaires. And there's a scale all along the way that means you and me and anyone else that you probably know are going to end up paying more in taxes. How does that stimulate the economy? I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't either. Of course, it doesn't really matter to President Obama because he's done now. He doesn't have to face voters ever again. But you would think that these folks in Congress would sort of wake up and be aware of that. And the additional problem is that, you know, Republicans, rightly, who supported that bill, are saying that, well, it did, in concrete, a lot of the tax rates for the vast majority of people so that they don't have to keep, so in that respect, it was sort of a tax cut. Well, that's a fair argument, but the problem is it's a tax cut that no one is going to notice because it's already been in place for 10 years.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of a tax cut that has absolutely no stimulative benefit whatsoever. It averts a real drain because it's not jumping back up to the high rates for all those people. But still, and then on top of that, you still have President Obama standing over at the White House saying, oh, you think this is the end of new taxes? No, it isn't. We're gonna go back to the well. We're gonna pinch even more people for even more money next year. And every time we have a conversation about how to wrestle the spending under control, I'm going to raise taxes again. Well, who is he going to hit up? I mean, who's got all this money lying around that they can afford all these more tax hikes? It baffles me.
Yeah. And, it's funny. Dave Camp last night was running things for the Republicans when it came down to the vote. And he made mention that finally and I'm paraphrasing here, finally there was some cap, there was some definition of what people would have to pay, what you just said a couple of minutes ago. And then Sander Levin interrupted and said, may I afford myself 15 seconds? And this is what he had to say.
I just don't want the chairman's statement that this settles permanently how much revenue will be made available. The president has made clear there has to be a balanced approach, and no one should be misled into thinking otherwise.
Yeah, right. Okay, and so he telegraphed the punch for Obama, who made the comment a little bit later, when he was gloating at the White House, standing there with Joe Biden, that, hey, we're not done yet. When it comes to spending cuts, then we're going to need to offset those spending cuts. Wait a minute. I thought that was supposed to happen in what they passed last night.
Yeah, exactly. And Dave Camp and all these Republicans, and they're all right about it, that this should be the moment where, okay, we've settled the tax things. We're not going to tax people. We're not going to raise anybody else's taxes anymore.
And
clearly Obama would have an impossible task in doing what he says he wants to do, which is to raise all these taxes some more.
Yeah.
But then again, in every single one of these fights that we've seen, and I do not think that President Obama and certainly not Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi, they're terrible tacticians. we're not talking about geniuses here, but somehow or another, Republicans keep getting their lunch stolen from them by these people.
I don't know how.
They have the upper hand in every one of these cases, and then we walk in and they manage to lose somehow. And I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. I really don't. All right, folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. Congress doesn't mend its old ways. It's by Charlie Hurd. It's in today's Washington Times. Listen, I'm going to let you run because I know you probably have to get on a plane and head on a Hawaiian vacation for 20 days.
Yeah, if you'll pick up the tab, I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll see you next week. Thanks, Charlie.
Danny.
Take care. Charlie Hurd of the Washington Times, 358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.